And then I was taught it again. I think this time I was wearing a patchwork blanket. Strange the details that stick in your mind, isn't it? But the way that they taught it was very straightforward. I mean, it's a straightforward practice. It's in five stages. It's about cultivating metta. Bhavana is becoming. Metta is friendliness, warmth, kindness. Loving kindness sometimes. The Buddha taught it, so that's 2,500 years ago. So it's not a complicated practice, it's very straightforward. First of all, you try and cultivate metta for yourself. Then you cultivate metta, these warm feelings towards a good friend, so it's fairly easy. Then you're extending it, the third stage, it's to somebody that you don't know very well. Simply on the grounds that they're a human being too. The fourth stage, you think of somebody that you're having difficulty with. Probably don't put a massively difficult situation in there, straight off. Build up. Could take years. But again, you're trying to remember that you have more in common than you have apart. So you're trying in that fourth stage to remember, I know they've really hurt me, but they're still a human being. I know I'm really angry with what they've done, but they just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Our strategies are clashing at the moment. And then in the fifth stage, you're taking that sense of well-wishing, warmth out further to all beings, simply on the grounds of our connectedness. So what I did was to take this on as a manufacturing process, and to think, I must generate loving kindness, I must instantly create and distribute with an efficient and prompt service, metta. So it's a bit like the Royal Mail, which I think was probably still nationalised in those days. Anyway, that was my misunderstanding. That was how I took it in. That was how I heard that practice, was that there was a job to be done. It was divided into stages, and I was, you know, that was my task, to do this job. And this was what Buddhism was, and if you're a good Buddhist, you know, then you would do it. So it was a pretty much product-oriented approach. And I didn't do it very well. Not surprisingly, the first stage, I think there were quite a lot of tears. There's probably there was anxiety of what the hell was I doing with all these strange people. Would they know? Would the person at the front know what I was thinking? Would I wiggle? How come everyone else seemed to be able to sit cross-legged? Should I try and sit cross-legged and ignore the fact that my foot was falling asleep? Or should I try and be comfortable? Which was the right thing to do? Was the right thing? And it just got a hideous tangle, really. And the other thing that was going on was that there were certain things that I'd been trying not to look at in my life. I'd trying to not address difficult things because, well, it's so much easier not to look at them. And they might go away. A word of warning, if you're doing that and then you sit down and try and calm and empty your mind, those difficult things will probably pop up. I don't know how strong your defences are. Mine were obviously flawed. But so all this stuff that I'd not been looking at because it was too painful, that was coming up, and then I was trying to do the manufacturing Royal Mail delivery thing. So I just felt I was rubbish at the Metta Bhavana. It just seemed very clear that I couldn't manage to do it. And so I had a lot of distractions. I just got into, I don't know, oh, Mel, a cup of tea, oh, biscuit, should I get another blanket? I don't know, maybe duvet. Well, okay, when I get back, I really want to throw that skirt out, and maybe I should do that. And that was how my meditations were going. You may not know that. But it was all about future. It was all about, well, when I've done that, then I'll do this, and maybe I should start, you know, maybe I'll do that dance class, and then when that'll happen, then I'll get that job. It was all about future, improved versions of me. So I wasn't sitting with my current experience. I wasn't just sitting, breathing in, going, this is a bit sore, I'm a bit vulnerable, let me just breathe around this, let me just hold this. I was abstracting myself from that and pushing myself into a future. And this attitude, I'm still working with it. So either I'm a bit dim or it's a human trait. I'll leave you to decide. Mm-hmm.